You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Alfredo Cruz. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories happening around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Let's get started with Riverside. Riverside County's budget deficit has fallen to $40 million in its latest projected figures. I wonder what it was in the past.
Well, 3 months ago, the shortfall was projected at $62 million, so this is an improvement. But the county still has a lot of costs it can't cut, such as raises that have been promised to the unionized employees and, of course, unfunded pension debt. So the good news is revenue has come in higher than expected when the 2020-2021 fiscal year budget was approved back in September. The county executive officer said he expects a mild return of consumer confidence in 2021, so hopefully the revenue increases will hold. The Board of Supervisors can use reserves, the kind of the rainy day fund that they've amassed, to plug the gap in this year's budget. But, you know, that doesn't answer the long-term question about how to cover these costs. And, of course, if the federal government can't get its act together on a second COVID relief bill, the first installment runs out on December 31st. So they have a little bit of pressure to fix this problem.
Well, there seems to be a lot of optimism for 2021, and we hope it carries over here.
That's for sure.
A judge has ruled that Riverside's utility rate increase was an unconstitutional tax. Now, I don't quite understand how raising rates is associated with tax, but what justified that?
Sure. Well, Riverside is one of the cities in California that has its own electric utility, which normally is a reliable source of revenue. But what the judge said is that because this money, this rate increase, was helping to fill the general fund and would be used for general services, not just for the utility costs itself, that it constitutes a tax. It's not just a rate increase. And so, you know, this decision would affect not just Riverside, but other cities that have their own utilities, such as Anaheim, Long Beach, Palo Alto, and Sacramento. So if this decision is upheld or if it isn't challenged on appeal, Riverside could owe its ratepayers millions of dollars. The lawsuit is seeking $24.5 million just for 2019 alone.
Wow. So is there a plan to appeal it?
Well, the city hasn't said what it plans to do at this point. They said they're evaluating their options.
So it's not final yet?
Well, the judge's ruling, as I said, if it's not appealed, it stands. So the city's going to have to scramble to figure out how to cover what it would owe its ratepayers and how it's going to generate. You know, this utility generates about $350 million a year in revenue, and about 11% of that is what goes to the general fund. So this would be a big hit to the general fund.
Right.
And, of course, we talked about how many cities were already facing problems and asked the voters for tax increases, which the voters said okay.
Okay. Well, let's hope it works out. Now, here's an interesting item. Families who were charged when their children were in juvenile detention are suing Riverside County over what they say are illegal fees. Now, what were they charged for?
Well, they were charged for things such as food, clothing, health care that these kids received while they were in juvenile detention. And in recent years, it's not unusual that counties had begun charging families. When the recession hit and deficits hit cities and counties all over the state, they looked for ways that they could do what's called full cost recovery. So billing these families was just part of that. But a lawsuit filed on behalf of some of the families in Riverside County said that they were never given their day in court to show what their incomes were, to show they could not afford to pay these fees.
Yeah.
And they were just billed. And in fact, when the bills weren't paid, they were turned over to collection agencies that literally hounded them.
Wow.
The state law changed back in 2017, and the county stopped billing families for costs like this. But what the lawsuit is doing is asking for the money that had been previously paid to be refunded to the families.
Okay, let's wrap it up with something from San Bernardino. There's some good news coming out of San Bernardino with a travel center being proposed north of the city just off the 215 freeway. What's happening with that?
Yeah, this is proposed for 8 acres off of Palm and Kendall. in North San Bernardino, as you say, off the 215 freeway. This massive travel center would include restaurants, a convenience store, gas stations for both cars and diesel trucks, and overnight parking for big rigs. That's something that's really desperately needed because there just aren't that many truck stops that can accommodate semis, which, as everybody knows who drives on freeways, we have a lot of semi-truck traffic through the Inland Empire.
Right.
So this center would employ more than 100 people, and according to the developer, would bring in about $15 million in annual sales. So that would generate sales tax revenue for the city. So now the proposal has been approved by the Planning Commission, and the next step is to go to the City Council for a final consideration. So most semi-trucks do use Interstate 15 to Las Vegas and beyond, but you know there are so few truck stops that I wouldn't be surprised if many of them took the little bit of time to travel over to this new center when it's built and use it. There just aren't that many options.
Well, hopefully it'll be approved and attractive and generate some more income for our region.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Alfredo.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out every Friday on our morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Alfredo Cruz, KVCR News.